Help keep your transmission running trouble-free for years to come. Get annual transmission flushes at AAMCO for a one-time fee of just $99.95 with AAMCO's Power Purge Lifetime Maintenance. Call 800-GO-AAMCO and visit AAMCOFirst.com.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
But listen to this. I'm freaking out. I looked for this animal many, many times. But here's the headline. Beaver spotted in New York City for the first time in 200 years. A beaver spotted in New York City in Bronx Park. First time on record since the early 1800s. A beaver actually has been seen in Bronx Park.
Isn't that incredible?
Can I ask you how many times Freakin' and I looked for a beaver in Bronx Park? And never saw it. Never! 200 years later, beaver shows up.
Oh, we just freaking.
It's just too funny.
The Don and Mike Show.
He does not get it. That's all we do is look for beaver.
If you listen to them, you owe them. Don and Mike.
He just does not get it. What? Beaver is a euphemism for what?
Freakin' and I would go to Bronx Park and look for beaver.
Very elegant.
Oh, boy. Hi, everybody. It's Tuesday's December 27th.
It's February.
February.
He doesn't get it.
Tomato, tomato.
She is getting funnier with him. And, you know, you see her frustration and his inability to read almost on a daily basis.
And
now
the cards literally are 3 feet in front of Regis Philbin on the Regis and Kelly Show.
Yeah.
And still, he sounds like he's doing the dumb guy I can't read thing.
It's astonishing. I mean, when he introduces somebody like Courtney Cox yesterday, please welcome her. Her new show on FX is called Dirt. Help me. I'm going blind.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
How you doing, gentlemen?
Hi, everybody.
Oh, hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Don, since you're taking requests for Photoshops, why don't you have somebody Photoshop you as Danny Ocean having sex with Jennifer Aniston?
I'd really like to keep this just to strictly gay photos with Rob and myself.
This man is simply expressing his personal fantasy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Or Clooney and I gave.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, gay sex romp. Yeah. And in that case, I would be the recipient.
Can I make a request for your gay pictures?
Of Clooney's poo.
Can we make the heads a little oversized?
Oh, that'd be nice. Oh, yeah.
I'd like that.
Like with like big alien heads?
Yeah, big alien That's heads.
Fine. Okay, sure.
Make the heads a little deformed.
That's fine.
That'll work. I think that'll work well.
How about undersized?
Hello,
undersized is acceptable too. Beetlejuice,
yeah.
Very
yeah.
Acceptable.
Hello, what's up? You're on the air.
Hey, how you gentlemen doing today?
All right.
Hey, on the crack corn, Jimmy Crack Corn bit.
Yes.
There's another park that goes with that you need to look up. It was called the Rule of Thumb Law. It also went with that, yeah. Jimmy Crack Corn.
He's got my phone. It is dropping out.
Did you say Rule of Thumb?
Yes, you need to Google that.
The rule of thumb is that you're not allowed to hit your wife with a branch that's thicker than your thumb, right?
Any day except Sunday, and that was if she
is
was...
Is that really... He would know. When they say rule of thumb, is that really what it means?
Yeah.
There are times when you actually do terrify me.
That was if she was caught playing with the slaves or catering to them.
Well, no, it didn't have to just do with that. It was any time you wanted to hit your wife.
Well, it actually started then because the women, the massa thought that they were going down there getting screwed by the slaves. So
wait, are we talking about slaves or are we talking about punishing your wife?
Punishing your wife.
And that's the rule of thumb.
Yeah, you could punish her for anything, though. You don't want to pigeonhole it.
But this has nothing to do with slavery. This is just guys and their wives, right?
No, Rob, it started with slavery.
Have you ever thought that Carrie is really free?
Rob, let me tell you.
Define
now, Google
free.
It. Google it, Rob.
Google it, Rob.
I'll do it right now.
Define free, Mike. Like, she can leave the house under her own accord?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, she's not free.
Not free.
No. Not free at all.
But free to go from room to room?
Yeah, and free to, with monitor, go to the grocery store and get his green bottles.
And free to have a great life.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, I know the perfect place you could take your friend Super Dave shopping. You could take him to the nearest local thrift store, and they'd have all a lot of great stuff there that he could get.
Are you trying to do Super Dave? Because it may be the worst I've heard.
I'm not trying to do Super Dave. You just could take him shopping at the nearest thrift store.
I just have the same thought, Mike. You think the guy really talks like this?
Is this really your voice?
Yeah.
Turn your radio down.
All right.
Turn the radio down.
What's your name, friend?
Take Super Dave shopping at the nearest thrift store.
I don't want to take him to a thrift store. I want to get him new stuff.
Well, he can get all that funky Pee Wee Herman stuff there.
Turn your radio down.
All right, man. Bye.
Right. And he was bordering on almost a Napoleon Dynamite as well.
Yes, he was.
A little bit of that, too.
Just trying to call the show. God.
Okay. Are you an a-hole at work?
All right.
The way that I think to do this best will be with these 23 questions.
Yes.
I believe that everyone on the show should answer for somebody else.
Ooh, this could be dangerous.
Okay. Because I think that, generally speaking, I don't know how honest we'll all be. So,
and, one person should get a final cigarette and a blindfold then.
Let me see.
Or two people, because the people that are answering for you and me.
Uh-huh. Well, I think that
we should probably answer for each other.
I think it should be totally random.
You think it should be random?
I think that...
I was, thinking taking the heat off the lads.
Nope. I'm fine with it, whatever the results are.
Of course, because the heat's not on you. So you're going to hand the cards to somebody.
And this would indicate the person that you will be filling this quiz out for.
Uh-huh.
The 23-question a-hole quiz. And please be honest.
I love games like
this. I'm sure I'm going to win. I'm sure I'm the biggest a-hole on the show. No problem. Here we go.
You know, you'd think so. But maybe you're going to be surprised.
Come on. And,
what if it's me?
And really, it should be not only on air, mm-hmm. but off air as well. Mm-hmm. So come on in and grab a card now and see.
You shuffling them up?
Here you go, Mike. Here are your cards. Who will Mike O'Mara be answering the A-hole quiz for?
Uh-huh.
Who you got, Mike?
Johnny Norman.
Well, that'll be good.
Okay.
Mike answers for John.
And let's see.
John, did you say you're screwed?
Yes, I am.
John, go ahead.
And we have to be completely honest.
100% honest. Joe, there you go, Rob.
Thank you.
And who'd you get, John?
Hi, Mike.
Oh, great.
Joe, who'd you get?
I guess it's Buzz.
Buzz?
I got you.
And I got Rob. Oh, I forgot. I forgot somebody.
Oh, we got to draw again.
Who did I forget?
No, I want my... No, no.
Hold on. I think we
who
do.
Did you get?
I got Don.
No, we're not. Again. No, we're not drawn again.
Yeah, because Buzz was not included.
Who did I forget?
Buzz. Oh, Joe.
You're right.
So Buzz gets Joe by default.
There you go.
Unless we redraw. Buzz
gets we're not redrawing.
Buzz gets Joe.
Okay. We're not redrawing. Rob.
Don't worry. Rob will sell me out like a whore. Rob will sell me out.
I'm just saying we're not redrawing.
And I have him as well.
Okay.
So keep score. Hi, Joe.
Does
what work? Oh, what, you on guest microphone?
I guess so.
There you go.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Take this test. Are you an a-hole at work?
23 questions?
Yep.
Are they A, B, C, yes, no? What
They're
are
they? Simply yes or no.
All right.
And do not answer out loud. All you want to do is write yes or no, or answer yes or no for each of these.
How many questions are there?
23. 23. So you want to count out the number of yes or no's you have.
Do we want to redraw names?
No. Here we go. Just doing it one more time. Hi, my name is Don. I'm answering on behalf of Rob. Mike, you are answering on behalf of?
John Norman.
Robbie, you are answering on behalf of?
Don Geronimo.
Joe, you're answering on behalf of?
Buzz Burbank.
Buzz, you're answering on behalf of?
Joe Ardinger.
And Yanni, you're answering on behalf of?
Hi, Mike.
Here we go.
What could go wrong?
True or false?
You know, at the end of this segment, I just want to say one thing here. There might be a fist fight.
True or false?
Stay tuned.
And give yourself 1 point every time you answer true.
All right.
Very simple.
How many points every time you answer false?
Zero.
Got it.
You're an a-hole. All right, number one. You feel surrounded by incompetent idiots and let them know the truth. Number two, you were a nice person until you started working with the current bunch of jerks. Number three, you don't trust people around you, and they don't trust you. Number four, you see your coworkers as competitors. Number five, you believe one of the best ways to climb the ladder is to push other people down or out of the way. Number six, you secretly enjoy watching other people suffer and squirm. Rob, you just got to be keep filling out for me. Just yes, 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 yes. let me see. You're jealous of your colleagues and find it hard to be genuinely happy for them when they do well. Here we go. Next one. Did you hear that one, Robbie?
I didn't. I need it again.
That was me. Never. It's yes. Okay. Don't worry. It's yes.
Number seven? Okay.
Just you're jealous of your colleagues and you find it's hard to be genuinely happy for them when they do well.
Okay. Yeah, true.
Here's the next one. Thank you. You have a small list of close friends and a long list of enemies, and you're equally proud of both lists. Number nine, sometimes you just can't hide your contempt towards the losers at work. Number 10, you find it's useful to glare at, insult, or sometimes yell at some of the idiots at work. Otherwise, they never shape up. Number 11, you take credit for your team's accomplishments. I mean, you should. They'd be nowhere without you. Number 12, you like lobbing innocent comments into meetings that have no purpose other than to make the person on the receiving end humiliated or uncomfortable. Yeah, is your hand tired yet from writing yes on all these, Rob?
Yeah,
because you're doing it for me.
I need some more paper.
You are quick to point out other people's mistakes. Number 14, you don't make mistakes. When something goes wrong, you always find some idiot to blame. Number 15, you constantly interrupt people because what you have to say is more important. These are like my rules on how to do a radio show. Seriously. You're constantly buttering up your boss and other powerful people, and you expect the same treatment from the people you manage.
Well read.
Yes, it was. 17, your jokes and teasing can get nasty, but you have to admit, they're pretty funny. Number 18, you love your team, they love you, but you're all constantly at war with the rest of the company. You treat everyone else badly because if they're not on your team, they don't matter, or they're the enemy.
All right.
Number 19, people seem to avoid eye contact when they talk to you, and they often become very nervous. Don't look at me, Mike. 20. You have the feeling that people are always very careful about what they say around you. Number 21. People keep responding to your emails with hostile reactions, which often escalate into lots of angry emails back and forth. Number 22. People don't want to tell you personal information. And finally, number 23. People seem to stop having fun when you show up. Those are the a-hole quiz questions.
Zero for false, one for two, true?
Yes. So what you want to do now is
add up the truths.
Add up the right number of truths that you have. Please do not announce them.
Okay.
Now, can we all keep... What?
What was question number four?
We have a repeat on question Jackass. Number four, please.
You see your coworkers as competitors. Stupid. I enjoy watching you suffer and squirm. I cannot hide my contempt towards the losers at work.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody got a number?
Well, yes, we do.
Betcha, yeah.
Still counting.
Still counting.
Oh.
Are you kidding?
He had extra yes.
I'm like Michael Jordan. I'm like that Jim Carrey movie. I got to be 23.
Extra.
I got to have a 23 on that. All right. If everybody can please keep it in their pants during the break.
Sure. Very good.
When sure. we come back, find out who the biggest a-hole is. Or I take it back. Yeah. Who the second biggest a-hole is.
Join us when we come back for the combat and the tears.
Because you know that I'm the biggest a-hole. I am guessing that Rob, if he's being any kind of an honest friend, will write, I was 23 for 23
well,
on the
a-hole
list.
Weren't some of the negative ones false answers, too?
No.
No, no. The more yes answers, the more of an a-hole you are.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, the more bad. Yeah.
Okay.
The more true, the more bad.
Right.
Not looking forward to it.
Bigger a-hole you are.
Bring it on. Here we are.
How you doing?
Let's, coming back, we're going to have a little segment of truth telling. Truth telling for Don and Mike.
Anybody out there in double digits? I mean, besides me, obviously.
Well, that would be a yes.
Well.
How about you, Buzz?
Not here, no.
How about you, John?
I'd like to withhold my answer until after the break.
You bet your sweet ass you better do that.
How about you, Joe? Got double digits?
Uh-huh.
Joe? Never mind.
See, you're tipping your hand.
How are you doing, Joe?
You don't want to wait.
See, I forgot who's got who anyway.
Right.
We'll break. We'll come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I don't like you. Probably never will. You're a smug, unhappy little man, and you treat people like they were idiots.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, I do.
One.
I really do.
Two. A 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, I got another Tommy Boy tape ready.
Here's the way I see it, Ted. Guy puts a fancy guarantee in a box because he wants you to feel all warm and toasty inside.
Yeah, makes a man feel good.
Of course it does. Why shouldn't it? You figure you put that little box under your pillow at night, the guarantee fairy might come by and leave a quarter. Am I right, Ted?
What's your point?
The point is, how do you know the fairy isn't a crazy glue sniffer? Building model airplanes, says the little fairy. Well, we're not buying it. He sneaks into your house once, that's all it takes. Next thing you know, there's money missing off the dresser and your daughter's knocked up. I've seen it 100 times.
But why do they put a guarantee on the box, then?
Because they know all they sold you was a guaranteed piece of shit. That's all it is, isn't it? Hey, if you want me to take a dump in a box and mark it guaranteed, I will. I got spare time. But for now, for your customer's sake, for your daughter's sake, you might want to think about buying a quality product from me.
Okay, I'll buy from you.
Well, that's... What?
The Don and Mike Show.
What a girl wants.
Did you hear I finally graduated?
Yeah, just a shade under a decade, too. All
right. You know, a lot of people go to college for 7 years.
I know. They're called doctors.
They can cure the itch in your ditch.
Tom.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah.
A lot of perverts in here.
That's right, Chris Hansen.
So we have chocolate and flowers.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Thank you, Chris.
First, I would undress you and lay you down, kissed all over your body and
it's
completely
not the same.
Relax you.
No.
How's that for starters?
That guy doesn't work, does he?
I believe it feels good to the ladies.
Now, just imagine Chris Hansen saying that. I believe it would feel good to the ladies.
I would love to make wild, passionate love to you.
Passionate.
See, there. That's what you need.
Yeah.
Not this.
First, I would undress you and lay you down, kiss all over your body and completely relax you. How's that for starters?
Was that a little New York accent there? Kiss all over you.
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
There he is.
There's the guy.
You say you're looking for hot sex.
Yes.
There's something about the way Chris Hansen says sex.
Yes.
He says it like this. Sex.
I'll be the best sex you will ever have.
Sex you will ever have.
Sex. We have famous blogger Perez Hilton on the show.
Cool.
In a couple of seconds here.
Good.
Guy's got a great website, and we'll talk to him about his celebrity. Tomorrow on the show, we found a woman who's opened a store. It's the store of what, John?
She's on Friday.
Friday. Well, who's tomorrow besides King George?
The NBA agent who's going to tell us why the NBA sucks.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Yeah, I don't like that guy. Well, what? I thought we were having the whatnot lady on tomorrow.
No, she only had time for us on Friday.
Oh, well.
Time okay. And whatnot.
Screw her. All right. Well, then, we'll figure out something. There's a lady who's opened a store, and the store is called the Whatnot Store.
The Whatnot Store?
And, you know, we've got all kinds of problems with that.
Yes, absolutely. We could talk to her for hours.
She will not be on the show tomorrow.
And whatnot.
But King George will be on tomorrow.
Yeah, that's great.
Our good friend George Michael, who's winding up his TV career on Channel 4. He's the everyday sportscaster here in D.C. Oh. Tomorrow's his last day on the air.
Still going to be popping in to do some of his interview shows,
Sports
right?
Machine, I think.
Yeah, so. He still got his weekend show. He still get his Redskins show. Anyway, George is a good guy, friend of the show, good, longtime radio guy before he became a TV guy.
Yes. Very personally involved in our careers at a very crucial point, and we appreciate that.
Good guy. So we'll have George on tomorrow as well. Now let's get the results of the A-hole quiz.
All right.
I know a lot of people on their way home were taking the test in the car themselves. Mm-hmm. Simple 23-question quiz. Are you an a-hole at work.
Right.
There were 23 questions, and for every question answered true or yes, you get a point. Now,
do you want to give the recipients of these grades the opportunity to rebut?
I think that's how we should do it.
I think that's how we should do it, yeah.
Probably start with, Joe. Hey, Joe, come in here for a second. And who is it that filled out the form for Joe?
I have Joe's form.
All right.
Very good.
Actually, just his score, really.
Out of a total of 23 questions, mm-hmm. what is Joe's score?
Nine. Higher than I expected, but still low.
Joe, 5 to 9 points. You are not an a-hole.
Right.
But occasionally you have mood swings or snap at people.
That's fair.
I disagree with that. Let's go to John. Let's all get our scores before we debate them.
Uh-huh. All right.
John, who took care of John?
Hello.
Hi, Mike.
I'm over here, Don.
Hi there, Mike.
Hi.
Out of 23, what do you have for John?
Mr. Norman scored a 10.
10 to 14 points.
Slightly higher.
Still pretty low.
You may be an a-hole. Sometimes you are. It's erratic.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, let's go to Buzz. Who did Buzz?
Oh, I did.
Joe did.
Anytime, Joe.
Take your time, Joe.
What you got for him?
Buzz got a 7.
A 7?
Very nice.
5 to 9.
Joe's territory.
You aren't an a-hole. Mm-hmm.
Congratulations, thank Buzz.
You. However, but occasionally you have mood swings or snap at people.
Ooh, me?
Well, we could all agree that Buzz is not,
yeah,
I think.
What do you mean by that?
Robbie.
Yes.
Robbie, buddy, I filled it out for you.
Yes. How did I do?
14.
Wow.
Which puts you right on the cusp.
Really? What is he?
10 to 14 is you may be an a-hole.
10 to 14.
Maybe.
Sometimes you are. It's erratic.
Mm-hmm.
How about Mike O'Mara, buddy?
That'd be John Norman, right?
John, yeah. What is Mike's score?
I have an 11 for Mike.
11.
11.
What the hell is so funny about that, a-hole?
You may be an a-hole. Sometimes you are. It's erratic. And now, finally, probably the only person who really filled this thing out truthfully.
Uh-huh.
Rob, what's my score?
This is telling. Because you're tied with Mike at 11.
What? Only 11?
Look at you guys.
I think we need to go through these, Don.
I think we need to go through them, Don.
And you know what that means?
Yeah?
It means I'm the biggest a-hole on the show.
Wow.
How about that? Isn't that something?
Well, who filled yours out? Don?
Yeah.
I didn't. I thought I was being generous.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because he's
my buddy. We should go through these and see if we can. I think we need to go through these to get consensus.
To see if we're
all telling the truth here.
Because I really thought, for sure, I'd get 23 out of 23.
Uh-huh. And you got 11.
I got 11.
Or 11.
Right. You know, now that I think about it, I might want to live with that.
Well, sure.
That's better for me PR-wise.
Of course it
is. Yes, it is.
Because I thought...
And I'm very happy with my my score of 11. Also.
I'm happy 11. With my score, then.
I think
we can end this, then.
Together, you're a 22.
Well, that won't be any fun if we end it.
There won't be
any controversy.
Had I filled yours out, I wouldn't have seen you going any higher than a 3.
You ass kiss, get out of here.
Is it too late to reselect?
Come on, let's go through them.
All right, let's go through
Please.
Them. Okay. All right. Number one.
All right, now who are we going through?
This is just in general. We can find out how everybody voted on it.
All right.
You feel surrounded by incompetent idiots, and you let them know the truth. Okay, I gave Rob a yes on that.
I gave John Norman a false on that.
I gave Joe a false on that.
I gave Mike a false on that.
False for Don.
Okay, that's wrong, you idiot.
Yeah, that is wrong.
Not totally surrounded by idiots.
He's come out and said it.
Yeah.
I am surrounded by
He words. Says it on the air.
In so many words.
Okay.
Please. Okay. You were a nice person until you started working with the current bunch of jerks. No. I had no, because Rob was not a nice person before he started working with us.
I put false. John Norman is the same.
I had false for Joe.
I have to imagine Don has always been the same.
And for Mike, I had a false also.
Okay.
You don't trust people around you, and they don't trust you.
This is question number 3?
Yeah. I gave you a true on that, buddy.
You don't think I trust people?
Joe!
Joe.
See, there's the awkward silence.
I like that.
I gave Joe a true.
I gave John a false on that one.
I said that Don trusts us, and we trust him.
Johnny, what are we missing back there?
I gave Mike a yes on that one.
That I don't trust people?
I guess so.
Right. This is really not working out for
Here's
us,
where
is it?
It goes horribly awry.
You see your coworkers as competitors. I gave you a yeah on that, Rob.
Okay, fair enough.
I gave John Norman a true on that one.
I gave Joe a false on that one.
Gave Don a false on that one.
And I gave Mike a false on that one also.
That's true, because Mike and I are the greatest.
But Don and I compete, Rob. We see each other as competitors sometimes.
But not in a professional sense.
Very much in a professional sense. Here's the thing.
Okay? You know what? Here's the thing that you and I need to do. Let's just take the rest of these pussies out of this equation.
Okay.
I'm turning off all the other microphones.
All right. We need to go through this.
Mike and I just... Listen, here we go.
We have to butt heads.
Get out a new piece of paper for yourself.
All right. Very good.
I'll do you and you do
me.
Yeah,
let's do it. All right.
Please. Thank you, Robbie.
Let's do it real quick.
Okay. You feel surrendered. Now, again, I'm answering for Michael. And let's just do it on the air.
Yeah, let's
somebody
do it on the
count.
Air.
Just somebody count.
Okay.
You feel surrounded by incompetent idiots, and you let them know the truth every once in a while. Yes, you do, Mike.
You do too, Don.
You were a nice person until you started working with the current bunch of jerks. You go first.
You've been the same. You've been consistent.
Is that a yes or a true
That's
or false?
A false.
I would say the same for you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't trust people around you, and they don't trust you. I say that's false for you.
I say it's true for you.
You're a bastard. You see your coworkers as competitors. I don't see that for you.
You don't?
No. You have a very healthy ego.
Don't we compete?
Well, hold on a second. You're talking about you and me, like, doing the show, like, what, when we play, like, a stupid quiz like this?
Yeah.
I'm talking about your general work environment.
Okay, then that's a false for you also.
You believe one of the best ways to climb the ladder is to push other people down or out of the way. Sorry, true.
True.
Sorry, true. Right. Hi, Mir. How you doing? You know, see, Mike and I are absolutely honest.
Well,
about
let's
this.
Be honest. In this racket that we're in, known as show business.
You secretly enjoy watching other people suffer and squirm.
True.
Yes, and not secretly. I meant for me.
Right.
You're jealous of your colleagues and find it's hard to be genuinely happy for them when they do well. That's false for you.
It's true for you.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
You have a small list of close friends and a long list of enemies, and you're proud of both lists. Now, that's false for you.
And that's false for you.
Sometimes you can't hide your contempt towards the losers at work. That's true for you.
False for you. No, that's true.
You find it's useful to glare at, insult, or sometimes yell at some of the idiots at work. Otherwise, they never seem to shape up. True for you.
True for you. And I'm proud of that.
And me with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
You take credit for the team's accomplishments. I mean, you should. They'd be nowhere without you. No, you don't do that.
And I don't believe you do either. We take credit for what we do.
You like lobbing, innocent comments into meetings that have no purpose other than to make the person on the receiving end humiliated or uncomfortable. Of course, that's like a badge of honor. Yes, you do that.
And I don't get that one. I don't understand that one. I mean, you just say things that are irrelevant just to screw people up.
We do that like in staff meetings.
We do that. If we're doing that, we're breathing. Okay,
here's
that's the truth.
One. You're quick to point out other people's mistakes. Yes, you are.
Rapidly.
And again, this is at work. We're both true on that. With the people we work with.
Mm-hmm.
You don't make mistakes. When something goes wrong, you always find some idiot to blame. No, you don't.
You mean that's a false?
No, I would say it's false for you.
Yeah, you admit your mistakes rapidly on the air. When we're on the air, we're on live. We do it. You can hear us do that.
You constantly interrupt people because what you have to say is more important. I'm going to say that's false because you would probably do it if I didn't interrupt you all the time.
I'm going to say true for you, but it's by design.
You're constantly buttering up your boss and other powerful people, and you expect the same treatment from people you manage. That's not true for you.
Not true for you at all.
Your jokes and teasing can get nasty sometimes, but you have to admit they're funny. Of course, that's like another good one. You'd want to have that one.
That's true.
Yeah, it's false. I mean, true. You love your team. They love you. But you're constantly at war with the rest of the company. Yes. Hello. Yes. Yes. Right. True. True for Mike.
True.
True. People seem to avoid eye contact when they talk to you, and they often become nervous. That's not true for you.
It's not true for you either.
You have, you have the feeling that people are always very careful about what they say around you. I don't think you do.
I think what's the question again? Because I think yours is true.
Yeah, I think you're right. You have the feeling that people are always very careful about what they say about
absolutely
you.
Absolutely true, yeah. For you.
People keep responding to your emails with hostile reactions. For you, that's false.
For you, that's false.
Just we don't email a lot. People don't want to tell you personal information. That's not true. No, it's false.
It's false for you also.
And people seem to stop having fun when you show up. Well, that's false for you as well.
But false for you.
All right, Buzz.
That's the real deal right there. We're very close also.
There you go. What's the score?
I didn't keep score. I assumed someone else would.
You always keep score.
We asked somebody to keep score.
I have the score.
I actually lost track about three.
Rob, you have the score?
Thank you, Robbie. Thank you. No wonder you're late today, Buzz.
How about question 24? You don't keep score when expected to.
All right, what's the what's the total
kidding.
Here?
Now, that's an example of like one of those questions.
On the a-hole quiz,
yes.
Are you an a-hole at work?
By my count, Mike has a score of 9, and Don has a score of 12.
Which still...
You're still in the good range.
Which still means I'm much more of an a-hole than you.
It says you may be an a-hole. Sometimes you are. It's erratic.
But it still maintains that Rob is still the winner with 14.
Oh. Yeah.
He is still the leader.
And it's only one off of how I scored you.
And I went down with your grading. I went down to a 9 from an 11. John.
Yeah, John. he just indicated 11.
He gave me two fingers.
Two ones.
All right, jerks. Let's take a break.
I think we're all equally jerky.
Yeah.
Let's take a break. Mm-hmm. Except those stupid people below us. Hi, Joe.
I think he's in the bathroom.
He's in the bathroom.
How are you doing, Joe?
He's in the bathroom. Let's point that out to all our listeners.
What's he doing in the John?
Well, I hope
We're on the air.
Well, he can hear us through the studio wall.
He's back.
Joe, are you dropping kids off at the pool?
What are you doing, Joe?
No, it's upstairs.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were in the bathroom. My mistake.
How are you doing, Joe?
I'm fine.
What an a-hole.
Thank you, everybody. If you want to have that test, have the fun of having that test at home, we'll put that on our website.
Sure. You know, a lot of people call us a-holes, but that one question there about people don't make eye contact with you. That's funny. Because you know there are places where there are bosses like that.
Yeah. Don't look at me.
You know?
Don't look at me.
But there are a lot of people that do that, Don. You know that. Really.
Right now, this is funny only to Mike and I.
Because we're not looking,
we're not looking at each other. Funny to us.
Pause!
To the two biggest a-holes, no matter what Rob's score was. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.